It's Friday, June 10th, 2011. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin in the studio, and she's from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And I'm back!
Yay! Happy to have you back.
It was fun, but I'm happy to be home. Although it's no cooler here than it was in New Orleans.
No.
I leave you alone for a week, and this is what you do?
Maybe
there's
you
sunshine.
Brought the weather with you.
And there's so much going on this weekend. It won't even fit on the Chinese menu I like to do unless we go up to about column Q.
Okay.
All right.
So we have a new, something different. We have
good.
Free, cheap, and still a bargain.
So anybody can have fun then this week.
Yes.
All right.
So free. There's been a rumbling sound in Fayetteville today. You might have noticed it, and it's not bikes and songs.
That happens in the fall.
It's bikes, babes, and bling. The second incarnation of the female-centric motorcycle rally. And it's happening today and tomorrow at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Fayetteville. There's a parade of power at 4:30 today. Live music tonight, a bike show tomorrow, a Mr. Bikes, Babes, and Bling contest. More live music. A lot of it's free, and you can find out more at bikesbabesandbling.com.
And that is concentrated at the Washington County Fairgrounds?
Yes.
Okay.
Although I'm sure they'll wander Dixon Street. So, Stoney LaRue is performing. Red Dirt Country. He will be at the West Siloam Springs Cherokee Casino tonight about 10 o'clock, and it's free because we're in the free category. Mm-hmm. Arts Fest in Bentonville. Continues this weekend. There's an art walk. There's a juried art show. There's a ton of music. And tomorrow night, the 4320 Film Challenge from 5 to 8 o'clock at the Bentonville Public Library. Go see the films your friends made. Johnson Switch Festival Day.
Now, is this the 50th anniversary?
Yes. The community's 50th birthday.
So that's right, because it became an incorporated town in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's how that works. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Music, a car show, and more all day Saturday on Main Street in Johnson. The Old Town Bike Show is Saturday on Main Street in Van Buren. There's a summer Saturday program at the Shiloh Museum starting at 10 o'clock, 10 to 2, called Let's Play. And it's old-fashioned games, model trains, and a presentation on Fisher-Price toys.
Hmm.
Remember, all this is free. Tomorrow is Juneteenth at the Jones Center in Springdale, celebrating not Lincoln's proclamation that freed the slaves, but a proclamation that happened 146 years ago that freed the slaves in the Southwest.
The final, if my history serves me right, my memory, the final slaves to actually get the word that they'd been emancipated.
Right. And there's all sorts of fun things going on, performances, including the Arkansas Gospel Mass Choir, a runway show, games, a cookout. It's 11 to 3 at the Jones Center. Again, it's free. And tomorrow night is the second Saturday gallery stroll from 6 to 9 in Eureka Springs.
All of that, if you did everything there, you would spend how much?
Nothing. Well, you're going to have to buy some soda and some water, but that's not part of this gig. Now we go to cheap. We're a third of the way done. Pride of the Ozarks Barbershop Chorus is performing at 7 o'clock today at the Benton County School of the Arts High School in a benefit for Joplin, Missouri tornado victims. Admission is by donation.
Okay.
Blue Edmondson is performing, and it's also a benefit for tornado victims in Missouri and Arkansas. That's tonight at George's Majestic Lounge. Also performing are the Plaid Jackets, Jarrus, Randall Shreve, and more. And it's a donation of $5 or more. Are we doing okay on cheap?
I think so.
Gaslight, the mystery I still haven't gotten to see. Last weekend at Fort Smith Little Theater, it's 8 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow it's $10.
Mm-hmm.
The Kitchen Witches. It's a Dogwood Actors Guild production, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday at the Sager Creek Art Center in Siloam Springs. The story involves two cable access cooking show hostesses who have hated each other for 30 years and are now together in a show called The Kitchen Witches. Tickets are $10 and it sounds like a good laugh. The Through the Garden Gate tour is tomorrow, featuring six homes from Farmington to Rogers, including Tom Dillard's home.
Really?
Denise and Hershey Garner's home.
Really?
Uh-huh. Jay and Judy McDonald. Should be a lot of fun. It's from 9 to 4. It's $15, and you can call 442-4640 for details and a starting place. And proceeds from it go to the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. And tomorrow night, Dinner and Jazz with Dan Knight and the Usual Suspects. I'm sorry, that's Sunday night at 6:30 at First United Methodist Church in Bella Vista. It's $10, and it benefits the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter.
So everything you just mentioned now in that segment, inexpensive.
Right. I mean, nothing there was more than $15.
Okay.
And then we've got Still a Bargain. The David Crowder Band is tonight at 7:30 at the Arkansas Music Pavilion. Big deal in the Christian music sector. Several Dove Awards, is at work on a new album that will be released later this year. It's $22. And remember, the amp now tickets through the Walton Arts Center. So it's 443-5600. Driving Miss Daisy is wrapping up at Rogers Little Theater. 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, stars Sandy King and Justin Stewart. And tickets start at $15, go up to $42, including dinner. 631-8988. And the Wine Lovers Brunch, part of the Art of Wine, much of which is sold out. But this is at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studios. It's $65 and still a bargain.
All right, so all of that is just this weekend.
Yes. Yes, we didn't even make any of it up.
Thank you, Becca.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.